The very subtle mind is so called because it is extremely difficult to recognize. That's why we've never heard of it, and it will take us our life to recognize it directly. Without the very subtle mind, we would have no life, because our gross and subtle minds cannot hold our life. This is because gross and subtle minds are only temporary minds. They are very unstable. So we've already understood, when we fall asleep, our gross minds cease. When we wake up, our subtle minds cease. So they can't be holding our life. They're coming and going like clouds in the sky. They suddenly arise and quickly disappear like clouds in the sky. They aren't holding our life day by day by day by day by day. So what's holding our life? Therefore, only our very subtle mind holds our life continuously throughout the day and the night, because those minds aren't unstable. Our very subtle mind is continuously residing or abiding. Therefore, our very subtle mind holds our life continuously throughout the day and the night, and in life after life, until we become an enlightened Buddha. So when we say our mind leaves our body and goes to the next life, it's our very subtle mind that leaves and goes to the next life. When we become a Buddha, our very subtle mind will become a Buddha's mind, and our very subtle inner wind will become a Buddha's body. So it's our very subtle mind that will transform into Buddha's mind, not our gross minds or subtle minds. Our very subtle mind will become Buddha's mind. Our very subtle inner wind will become a Buddha's body. Our very subtle mind has other names. So this is like we're learning the language of the mind, wisdom Buddha's language. Our very subtle mind is also called, perhaps this now makes sense, continuously residing mind. Our very subtle mind is called also our continuously residing mind. And because it will become a Buddha's mind in the future, it is called our Buddha nature. So it will, or Buddha seed, Buddha seed. Our very subtle mind is Buddha seed, Buddha nature, because given the right conditions, it will ripen as Buddha's mind. Our very subtle inner wind is also called our continuously residing body. So remember we said every mind is associated with its inner wind. So the very subtle mind, its inner wind, is the very subtle inner wind. They work together. Since our very subtle inner wind or continuously residing body will never die, we have a deathless body that is our own body. So our very subtle inner wind is our own body, our actual own body. It is a deathless body that will become Buddha's body. In truth, and you're like, hold on a minute, look, this is my body. What do you mean? The continuously residing body, the very subtle inner wind is my body. I've never even heard of it. This is my body. Is it? So according to Buddha's teachings, in truth, you think about this body. A sperm and an egg got together and was given a lot of food over a long period of time. So this is actually part of our mum's body, part of our dad's body, over time. In truth, our present body is a part of our parents' bodies. So it belongs to our parents, not to us. Maybe we should give it back. Okay, so then our very subtle mind, our Buddha nature, is very precious, like a priceless jewel in here, in our heart. But we cannot recognize it. So how are we going to learn about this most subtle level of mind? How are we going to cause it to appear? It is very precious, like a priceless jewel, our very subtle mind, but we cannot recognize it unless we engage in special methods for recognizing it that Buddha explained in his highest Yoga Tantra teachings. These special methods are meditations on the central channel, indestructible drop, and indestructible wind and mind. These are wonderful meditations. They're one of the special characteristics of our tradition, learning these three meditations. Through these meditations, we can gather and dissolve all our inner winds into the central channel. So please remember, minds can only function with wind. If you dissolve the winds into your central channel, your ear awareness stops functioning, your eye awareness, all your gross awarenesses stop functioning, and it causes more and more subtle level of mind to manifest. Through these meditations, we can gather and dissolve our inner winds into the central channel. When all our inner winds completely dissolve into the central channel through the force of meditation, all our gross and subtle minds will also dissolve. So the gross minds dissolve, the subtle minds dissolve because their winds have disappeared into the central channel. All that's left is our very subtle mind, the most subtle level of mind, and our very subtle mind will naturally manifest. So we're in meditation, we're awake, and we're causing, through the kindness of highest Yoga Tantra meditations, we're causing our very subtle mind to manifest. We will then be able to recognize it through our own experience. When our very subtle mind manifests through the inner winds dissolving into the central channel, our very subtle mind has a special name. It's called clear light, clear light, clear light mind. It is so called because it is clear perception and an inner light. Thus, whenever our very subtle mind manifests, it is clear light. So we only call the very subtle mind clear light when it's manifest. When it's not manifest, for example, our very subtle mind now, it's not manifest because our gross minds are manifest, are operating. We only call the very subtle mind clear light when it's manifest. A manifest, very subtle mind is called clear light.